getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, gang, here we go. Time once again for Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, coming to you from beautiful northern Minnesota, where we're under a couple of feet of fresh new snow since last week. Holy moly, did it snow. People are still digging out, and it's been days now. Yikes, it is indeed a winter wonderland. If you want to call it that, a lot of people would rather call it something else. I would tell you right now, I lied to you last week a little bit. I was kind of thinking I was going to do the all-Christmas show this week, and I've changed my mind. I have. I was torn because Christmas is on the weekend, and I didn't know. It's like if I do the Christmas show this week, then technically it switches to the next show the following week. That would be the week of Christmas into New Year's. And I'm like, well, that doesn't seem right. So here's the deal. And when we say that around here, it reminds us of a car dealership, because the guy does all his commercials. And all his commercials, he says, here's the deal. We've got blah, blah cars at blah, blah prices. I'm gonna ramp up the number of Christmas records in this show, but it's not the Christmas show. Next week's show will be all Christmas music. How's that work for you? I'd play all Christmas music all month if I thought I'd get away with it. That's what we do at the regular radio station. We're all Christmas all the time, starting after Thanksgiving. And I love it. But we're not going to do that. We're going to do more Christmas than we've been doing in the show this week. And then next week, we'll do all Christmas music. Christmas old-time polkas and whatnot for you. Okay? Okay. You don't really have any choice. This is not open to committee. All right? So here we go. Let's start off with Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Why not with the Merry Christmas Polka?
Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. Oh, it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly. So let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you.
Frank Yankovic and his Yanks there getting us started out with the Merry Christmas Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Still working on recovering from this shoulder surgery. It's been 5 weeks now since the surgery, and I've had, 3 weeks of physical therapy. Guy says I'm doing okay. Range of motion's pretty good. Now we're going to work on strengthening. And that'll hurt more, so I'm looking forward to that next week. I still can't lift my arm up to get to turntable number two here. But the good thing is I can lift my arm up with my other arm and it doesn't hurt anymore. I just don't have the strength to get it up high enough. So, hey, we'll see how it goes. Got to work a little harder to get the records on here. That's what I know. Here's a record now I just found in a pile of other records during the week last week. So it's never been on the show. And I don't know that we've ever played Al Shuchek and his Five Yanks before. We just had Frankie's Yanks. Now we got Al's Yanks. Everybody's got some Yanks, I guess. And it's on Cooley Records out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I think maybe I've seen one other record out of all these old-time records on Cooley Records. And I can't for the life of me remember who that may have been anyway. So I feel like I'm breaking some kind of new ground here. I don't know, but this is Landler number 3 here on Tim Zumpa Hour. There you go. I think I'm certainly first time on the air because I just found that record, Landler number 3. Al Shuchek and his Five Yanks, Cooley Records, out of, where do they say, La Crosse, Wisconsin. Never had that one on the show before, so I feel like we're breaking some new ground. Hang on, I got to get my sleeves organized. Christmas record goes in that sleeve. This record goes in this sleeve because it hasn't been put in the proper color yet because I haven't filed it officially. Ha! There's a system. All right, here's what I'm doing. Next week, I told you now, it's going to be the old Christmas show because it makes sense because then it'll start off on Christmas Day and it'll be good through the week between Christmas and New Year's. That makes perfect sense to me. So this year, this show, I'm doing half and half. Every other record's a Christmas record. How's that sound? Seems reasonable to me. Here are the happy times, that good old Christmas polka.
Thank you. to that good old Christmas polka, the one that Grandma used to play. She'd put on the records and decorate the tree and wait for good old Santa to bring the kielbasa. Hey, whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one that Grandma used to play? To that good old Christmas polka, the one Aunt Mary used to sing. She used to sing those jolly words before she lost her teeth. She found them in the ashes when they burned the wreath. Hey, whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one Aunt Mary used to sing? That good old Christmas polka, the one that Sasha used to play. He used to pick the melody up on his old guitar, but he left it in the garage one day and smashed it with his car. Hey, whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one that Sasha used to play? And if you ever find it, oh, won't you let us know? We'll see that it gets played upon the radio. You'll dance around the table, 'cause it fills you up with cheer. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
That's a happy times. That's a good old Christmas polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. How the heck you doing, huh? Boy, oh boy, Christmas is on the way here. We got another year coming up pretty soon. What the heck is going on with all that stuff, huh? Going to mention the World of Accordions Museum quickly before I forget. Getting all excited here, slipping in all these Christmas records. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org on the interwebs. It's a pretty amazing place to see a lot of pretty amazing stuff, including like 1,400 accordions. Just piled up in there? No, they're all beautifully displayed, actually. They don't pile them up in there. They treat them with great respect. But a lot of other neat stuff, too. Historical memorabilia, research materials, concert hall, gift shop, all the stuff you would expect in a super groovy museum. Check them out. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Find out more online, because during the, we call this the off-season, when we're up to our butts in snow. Check them out, okay? worldofaccordions.org. Yes, there's my kind of song. If you've got the coffee, yeah, it's a Harold Steinbach Orchestra.
God.
There you go. Harold Steinbach Orchestra. If you got the coffee, we can make some kind of a deal. That's all I know. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. It's the half a Christmas show. I was going to do a whole Christmas show this week, and then I decided, no, it's too early. I need to save all the Christmas for next week. So I'm doing every other this week. Doesn't that sound reasonable? Sure it does. Let's do one for Lil Wally. I don't think I usually play this one during the holidays. I think I usually play the other side. And that's because it's a slow song, but it's not a waltz. And that confuses me. But it's a great song. Here's Lil Wally and Hawaiian Christmas.
We're gonna have a Hawaiian Christmas on golden sands beneath Hawaiian palms.
Far from all the snow and ice in the land of paradise and the magic of her South Sea Island charm.
We're gonna have a Hawaiian Christmas where they play jingle bells on steel guitars on the beach at Waikiki, where they light up every tree with all the little white and blue Hawaiian stars. We're gonna
magic of her South Sea Island charm.
We're gonna have a Hawaiian Christmas where they play jingle bells on steel guitars on the beach at Waikiki, where they light up every tree with all the little white and blue Hawaiian stars.
Well, all right. Made me feel a little bit warmer, maybe. I don't know. It's not that cold, really, here in northern Minnesota today. It's not. It's like probably 25 degrees. But there's snow everywhere. Mountains of snow. People are like, what are we going to do with all this snow? We're not used to having this much all at one time at this time of the season. Normally, you know, we're not making our big piles till a little bit later, but holy moly, man. So how's the snow where you are? He says to the listeners in Florida. you don't know what you're missing, huh? All right, let's do Gene Wisniewski and his orchestra. If I say the Cuban polka, do you not immediately think of Desi Arnaz or Ricky Ricardo? I mean, to me, the word Cuban and Ricky Ricardo automatically go together. That's just a weird thing, isn't it?
We'll be right back.
Second, Cuban Polka, Gene Wisniewski and the orchestra. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yeah, this happens each and every week here. If you're a newcomer, you just stumbled upon this somehow. Surprise! And glad to have you aboard. We'll be back again next week, wherever it is you happen to be listening, at probably this exact same time and everything. So, hey, keep us in mind. You have a request, dedication, question, comment. You just want to go, what the heck is going on? You can leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. Again, 218-259-2985. That probably spells something if I worked at it long enough. But I'm not gonna. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. That's an easy one to remember. Or look us up on Facebook. It's Tim's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. And I happen to be Tim, which is why it's Tim's Oompa Hour. See how good that works out? Here are the Chicago style. This one I usually play the other side, too. I'll play the other side next week. But now I'm going to play this side this week. Okay? Chicago style. Here's Christmas Angel. you go. That is the Chicago style there in Christmas Angel here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I normally play the other side of that because it's Pretty Paper and it's a waltz. And everybody knows Pretty Paper, I think, more than Christmas Angel. But good song, too. So glad to be able to sneak it in this year. Maybe we'll get to the Pretty Paper side next week when we do our all Christmas song show, huh? All right, let's get a waltz in here officially because we try to have at least one official waltz in every show. And when one needs a waltz, you can always count on Whoopi John. This is a weird Whoopi John record. It's just your standard Decca 45. If you're a record guy, you've seen a billion Whoopi John records on Decca Records. But they don't usually put Whoopi in quotes. It says Whoopi John Wilfart. And Whoopi is in quotes. It's like, no, that's part of his name. It's not like a thing. I mean, it's not. I'm sure it's not on his birth certificate, but everyone expects it. You don't need to put quotes around it, people. Anyway, when the sun comes up over the brewery.
When the sun comes over the brewery, no more blazes to roll. Then it's 4 o'clock in the morning, there's no blaze like home. When the sun comes over the brewery, time to hit the hay. Zing-o-lang zang, just one more time, and we'll all call it a day.
Yo, Mr. Whoopi John there. When the sun comes over the brewery, there's the official waltz of the show. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. But now, in a rare occurrence, I'm going to play two waltzes in a row. What? That's some kind of crazy talk, isn't it? No, it's not, because I have a waltz that's very appropriate for right now where I am and for anyone listening around this part of the country, because we had a major dumping of snow. You probably saw it on the news. It's like every channel had a big storm going through Minnesota, Wisconsin, blah, blah, blah. And so that makes it serious snowmobile season, too. And I just happen to have the snowmobile waltz sitting right here, and I thought, well, this would probably be a good time to slip that right in here. So, waltzers, hang in there. I got another one for you. Here's the Howie Sturts Orchestra. This is the Snowmobile Waltz.
On my snowmobile, o'er the soft white snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you 'neath the winter sky of blue. Or the soft white snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you neath the winter sky of blue.
Man, that was a short record. Almost got me napping there. No, I was actually on a quest for another record that I'm looking for, but that one wasn't long enough for me to find it, darn it. Anyway, there you go with the Howie Starts Orchestra there and the Snowmobile Waltz, which is a big deal around here in Minnesota right about this time after we got, oh, I don't know, anywhere from a foot to like 2 or 3 feet of snow, depending exactly where you might happen to be located in the area. So, dig it, I'm telling you. Now, you know, in every show we also do our 78. We play a 78 every week. Did I say we were calling this our salute to shellac? Does that sound like something I've said before? I think I did. Well, I was calling it the 78 of the week, and then 1 week a salute to shellac slipped out. And I thought, that sounds way better to call it our salute to shellac, playing a record back before they made vinyl records, back when they were shellac 78s. And I have Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins here. I played the other side of this last week. Off the 45, and I want to play this side, but my 78 is in much better condition than my 45, and I probably should have played the 78 other side last week. But anyway, here's the story of the Christmas lights with Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins.
The lights in the windows at Christmas time bring friendship to all who pass by. The green and the red and the blue and the white make even the cold-hearted sigh. Those pretty little lights in the windows at night make you want to help someone who throughout the old year and at this Christmas time hasn't been as lucky as you. So you give to the needy, you give to the poor, to the cold and the hungry you open your door. So when Christmas is over and the Christmas lights are packed in the attic with care, let's open the doors of our hearts open wide till the Christmas lights shine next year.
Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins there, and the story of the Christmas lights here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. That is also our salute to shellac for this week, our 78 RPM record on the show. I got to switch turntable back for playing 45s here. While I do that, you can listen to Louis Bashell and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra doing the Red Raven Polka. We'll be right back. All righty, there you go. Louis Bachelaire and the Red Raven Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You want to do something crazy? How about if we play a record by what you would call a mainstream artist, except it's polka and it's Christmas song. That's because it's the Jolly Christmas Polka. And I'm pretty sure this has never happened before on the show, ever in the history of the show. Buck Owens! Yeah, it's the Jolly Christmas Polka. See what happens when you start digging around records, looking for stuff. Nothing, you know, you found a Buck Owens record. It's a polka, and it says it's a Christmas polka. So, hey, there you go. You're not going to, well, you might hear it somewhere else, but the odds are not likely anyway. I've never had a Buck Owens record on the show. Anyway, now we got to do something's not Christmas. Let's do the Six Fat Dutchmen and the ever popular Champagne Polka. We'll be right back. Six Fat Dutchman and Champagne Polka. I should probably play that one like at New Year's, because that's when you have the champagne out, right? Anyway, this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. This happens every week about this same time, whether you're listening on a radio or an iPad or a stream or a download or a, I don't know, however you happen to be listening to it, just coming out of the sky through into your brain in some microchip from a vaccine. I don't know. Depends who you talk to. That's a possibility. That's what it was. That was that whole COVID thing. Get those chips into you so you can hear the Oompa Hour. Ha-ha! That's the closest I've ever come to a political statement on this show. I'm just saying. I forgot about this album, and I just grabbed it off the shelf, not with the Polka Records. I don't know if you're familiar with a group. It's four guys. They do cowboy music, kind of like Sons of the Pioneers and Gene Autry and Roy Rogers and that kind of thing. They're the Riders in the Sky. And they do things the cowboy way. That's their shtick. And they're kind of a funny group and a singing group. And they're really, really good. And they did an album called Christmas the Cowboy Way, where they do an old-fashioned Christmas polka on there. And I haven't played this record in ages. I had totally forgot about it. So let's give it a spin here, shall we?
Have an old-fashioned Christmas polka on this happy holiday. Let's have an old-fashioned Christmas polka and throw our cares away. We'll gather round the old piano and sing all the songs we know.
I'll play fiddle,
I'll play my bass,
my old guitar will set the pace.
Let it snow, here we go.
Slim, play your face.
Let it snow, here we go.
Hey!
There you go, that's an old-fashioned Christmas polka from the Riders in the Sky here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for all this silliness once again here. I think we could probably squeak in a couple more songs. I'm going to do another. Maybe we'll go out on another Lil Wally Christmas tune, because I have one here. And I got a song. I'm going to find a way to turn it into a Christmas tune, even though it really isn't. So stick around. That's coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now this is just a song, but I'm going to make it into a Christmas song. See, now watch what magical powers I have here. I have the Ampleaires doing the Hula Hoop Polka. And some of you may remember when you would have got a hula hoop for Christmas, because that was the big deal back in like 57, 58, 59, right in there. Hula hoop was a big deal into the 60s. Remember the shoop, shoop hula hoop? It had ball bearings inside the hula hoop. So when you hula hooped it, it would go whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And they sold it as the, what did I just say? The shoop, shoop hula hoop, because it would make shoop, shoop sounds. Oh, yeah. So I suggest you buy your kids or your grandkids a hula hoop this year. And then you have to figure out how to wrap it. So they can't tell what it is. That is your challenge. So I just took the Hula Hoop Polka and somehow made it feel like it's a Christmas record.
Hula, hula, hoop. Hula, hula, hoop. Hula, hula, hoop. Hula, hoop, polka. Spin your hula hoop. Twirl your hula hoop. Dance the hula hoop. Hula, hoop, polka.
Polka there here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. See, I told you, you could sometimes turn a regular song into a Christmas song. In fact, I've figured out that you can turn anything into a Christmas song or a Christmas commercial or a Christmas jingle or whatever you need. If you just take the normal song and shake some sleigh bells in the background, it immediately turns it into a Christmas song. It's an amazing power that a little bit of sound effects can do for you, man. All right, I told you we were going to go out on a Lil Wally record. Now that's another waltz, so hey, if you're hoping to get in another dance, is your big chance. It's the Sleigh Bells Waltz. It is Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra.
Joy that we bring. I heard the song of sleigh bells nearing our doorway. I stopped and listened closely to what they had to say. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, oh sleigh bells sing. Open your heart for it's joy that we bring. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, oh, sleigh bells sing. Open your heart for the joy that we bring. Oh, sleigh bells, they're so happy. Sleigh bells, you're so gay. Please spread your cheer and gaiety right up to our doorway. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, oh, sleigh bells sing.
joy that we bring. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, oh, sleigh bells sing. Open your heart for the joy that we bring.
There you go, Sleigh Bell Waltz. That's Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Normally, right now, I would just wham right into that theme song and get the heck out of here, but I just popped up on my thing here. Some of the snowfall totals from around here. I told you we had a couple of big snowstorms last week around the area here, and you don't know where any of these places are, but I'm going to tell you anyway. They're all within a couple of hours of where my butt's sitting right now. Beaver Bay, Minnesota, 28 inches of snow this week. At National Weather Service in Duluth, Minnesota, 24.2 inches of snow. Chisholm, Minnesota, that's up by, it's up there on Durange, you know. 24 inches reported there. Where, what does that say? I can't see that. Why do they print this so darn small? Finland, Minnesota, 29 inches of snow. Yeah, no wonder I spent the last 2 days plowing. That explains the situation, doesn't it? Anyway, now we'll roll that theme song. I say we can't get the heck out of here. Back next week to do it again. Next week, I promise, it will be the all-Christmas old-time show. So get your dancing and your tree trimming ready, and we'll do it. Plenty of jingle bells.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.